Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Buck Blue Show ready to roll today. Glad you're with us here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. Streaming at 680thefan.com. Get The Fan app. You can listen on the smart speaker. Brought to you by South Point Financial Services. Buck Blue Show sponsored by Wellstar Health System. 10 o'clock hour on The Fan. Brought to you by the Haug Law Group. Gang's all here. And, you know, that's a good thing with all the traffic out there, for crying out loud, trying to get down 400 southbound into 285. You need a helicopter to get around. Wrecks, police lights, construction. I'm just glad to be here today. Nerney, let's get to work.
Buck's big take.
All right, the boys down at the coffee shop, they're a little bit concerned right now, and I'm talking about the ones that pull for the Georgia Bulldogs. They're concerned and worried about the Georgia cornerbacks being able to man up out on the perimeter. Make no mistake about it, they are not concerned about the fierce front seven of the Georgia defense. They understand they're tough up front, but what about the back end? Did South Carolina's Josh Van expose a weakness? Can Kirby get it covered up? These are some of the things they're asking me at the coffee shop this morning. And the answer to both those questions, did South Carolina's Josh Van expose a weakness? Can Kirby get this covered up? The answer is yes and yes. Yes, the corners are the weakness of the defense. But it's only because the front seven is so dominant. Darion Kendrick is playing at a pretty high level at one of the cornerback spots. At the other, Amir Speed and Keely Ringo are getting experience. And that means you're going to get beat sometimes. It's the nature of playing the position. Corner is a tough spot. You're going to get toasted. Relax. Speed and Ringo will be much improved by the time Florida and Alabama show up on the Georgia schedule. I mean, these guys want the Georgia Bulldogs to be flawless at every single position group. And I understand why. It's been 41 years since you won the Natty. So I understand the deal here. But relax. Everything's going to be okay. You got three solid cornerbacks in the guys I just mentioned. It's part of the process, as Nick Saban would say. Going to get beat a little bit. They'll be fine down the road. Time for the top five out of the National Football League.
The best in college football and the NFL.
Five, four, three, two, one.
It's time for Buck Ballou's top five.
All right, number five this week. I considered the Ravens. They didn't make it in this week. Number five. The Buffalo Bills. Impressive bounce back win in Miami. Shut them down 35-0. Bills are jumping in there this week at number five. Number four. The San Francisco 49ers. They won ugly in week two. And I'm waiting on that Lance takeover at quarterback so Shanahan can really run this offense. 49ers checking in at four. Number three, the Kansas City Chiefs, staying right where they were last week. In spite of the loss to the Ravens, Chiefs are going to be there at the end. Still giving them respect, even with one in the loss column. Chiefs at number three. Checking in at number two, moving up a spot this week. The Los Angeles Rams. Matt Stafford's thriving with those weapons like Cooper Kupp. My goodness. Stafford, too, a really nice fit with this coaching staff. I've got the Rams checking in at number two. Number one this week, moving up from two, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Got to see these guys up close, taking on the Falcons on Sunday, left very impressed. Super Bowl champions are loaded up. Tampa checking in at number one this week. So the Buck Belue Show, NFL top five, Bills five, 49ers four, Chiefs three, Rams two, Buccaneers one.
Bucks top five on 680 The Fan, Atlanta's sports station.
And there you go. So we got both the college and the NFL top five out this week. Now, if I rated the bottom five, our Falcons would be in the bottom five. And Finn doesn't really appreciate that very much. Nope. But it's the god-awful truth right now. The Falcons not looking really good. 0-2. It's going to be a long, long season for our Atlanta Falcons. Now, Coach Smith, he's trying to keep the attitude up in there, up there at Flowery Branch at base camp. It's what Q would call it. But right now, things are looking to be a little bit of a struggle. And again, I'm going to back that up. What I said a week or two ago is Matt Ryan. I just don't see Matt Ryan being able to survive 17 games this year at quarterback. They don't protect well enough to protect their, 37-year-old quarterback?
Buck, he hasn't made it through either of the first two games of the year. Josh Rosen has had to come in relief in hopes of keeping Matt Ryan from dying each of the first 2 weeks of the
year. Yeah, and I think that was more about just waving the white flag, don't you think? I mean, the game was over for the most part.
Maybe in the second game, that first week, I think they were pulling Matt because, he was getting brutalized back there.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And the man's made of rubber. I mean, if he hadn't been hurt by now, nobody is going to expect him getting hurt but us, I guess. But I just don't see how he's going to hold up. And look, Rosen, you know when you're putting Rosen in the game, you're waving the white flag. Okay, we're done here. We've got no shot. We're putting in Josh Rosen now. We're going to go ahead and give up, so quit shooting at us. I mean, that's basically what we're at with Rosen as the backup quarterback. Maybe Rosen could play guard, interior offensive line. I am so concerned about Hennessy at center, Mayfield at left guard. Not that the other guys are really tearing it up. But, Nerney, I think right now you and Big John could go up there and get some playing time at guard and center.
And I'll say this. I mean, I'll go back to the preseason, the three games that we had. And you know, I had a gripe with it back then, and I still do now. Obviously, the offensive line should have gotten some work in preseason. I mean, that position group is all about chemistry. The fact that Matt Hennessy now – I mean, if this is Alex Mack we're talking about, okay, hold him out of preseason. Matt Hennessy, this is his first year going in as a starter, and he got no reps during the preseason. I mean, that's a problem. It's what you're seeing right now. The fact that this offensive line hadn't played together at all up until week one, I mean, that you're seeing the results of that.
It's going to be a long, long season for us Falcons fans. And Ernie's still sporting that Falcons hat today, though, brother. Yes, sir. Looking good, man.
It's what happens when my hair gets to the point of needing a haircut, yet I'm too lazy to get my haircut. I just wear the cap.
I got a Braves cap I can give you.
All right, I'll take it.
All right. Want to invite you to join us tomorrow on 680 The Fan for the Cellini and Domino show. They'll be live from Fairway Social in Alpharetta. It's a great entertainment venue, 13,000 square foot. Got all these full swing simulators where you can get in and play over 100 of the world's most iconic golf courses. It makes it a lot of fun. You can enjoy relaxing on the rooftop terrace. The back nine putting experience, Fairway Social, located in the heart of Alpharetta, a short walk from downtown Alpharetta, that is, in the new Maxwell Development, 240 South Main Street. Enjoy the boys, Fairway Social this week. You're going to love that place if you hadn't been in there yet. All right, coming up next, we're going to chop it up. Good night for the Atlanta Braves and Clemson. Joe Hamilton is in big trouble. We'll hit those two things next. The Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.
Show on the Fan, 680 and 93.7. Appreciate you hanging out with us today. In fact, we appreciate you so much that right now we're going to give away a pair of tickets to Brooks and Dunn coming to Ameris Bank Amphitheater on October the 7th. We'll take the fourth caller, 404-231-1680, the number. So, Road Dog, don't put these tickets in your back pocket. Going to give these away to our precious listeners out there. 404-231-1680. Brooks and Dunn coming up October the 7th. What do you say we chop it up?
Time to talk Braves. Let's chop it up. Presented by Haug Law Group, your local personal injury attorneys. HaugLawGroup.com.
All right, the Braves got him a win last night. Good start to a four-game series out in Phoenix. Braves allowing us to relax and enjoy a victory, 11-4 win over the Arizona Diamondbacks, the Phoenix Diamondbacks. We extended our lead to three games because the Phillies now have lost two in a row. The weak Phillies lost to the lousy Orioles last night. In fact, they got shut out.
So our bring magic on the weak-ass Phillies.
The magic number now, 11. Would be that magic number. We've got 13 to 14 games left in the regular season. It's a little complicated, right? Because we've got to finish a game in San Diego. And then we've got this game with the Rockies that we may or may not play. We'll see what kind of lead we have in the coming days on whether or not we're going to play that. Tell you what I enjoyed last night was seeing a crooked number early in the game, right? We had a 7-run fifth inning to put these chumps away. We're down 3-2 heading into the fifth. Freddie Freeman with an RBI double. Ozzie Albies with an RBI single. Austin Riley with an RBI double. And then the big shot, Duvall, with a two-run bomb, 483 feet. He hit it out of sight. Braves left that inning up 7-3. Austin Riley is a guy that's having a tremendous season. Tremendous. He's won a lot of people over that were doubting him earlier in the year. Totally settled in the most valuable player race. Guy just having a phenomenal game last night and a tremendous season. Let's hear from Austin Riley after the game. He's saying he's just taking it day by day.
Yeah, you know, like I said, you know, you just got to take it day by day. You know, you're going to run through some ruts and, you know, you just can't, like I said, you can't look forward. You just got to be in the moment, you know, stay at, you know, a game, take it a game by game. You know, we got a really good team and I truly believe in us. So, like I said, it's just, you know, one of those things where you just got to kind of ride the wave and, you know, keep pushing through.
Sounds like he's pretty confident to me. Like that sound too. The sound of confidence heading down the home stretch. All right, tonight, who goes? Well, you won't be seeing Touki Toussaint out there tonight. Braves are going with a bullpen game. So don't freak out when you flip on the TV or turn on 680 The Fan tonight and you hear or see that Jesse Chavez is getting the start for the Braves. They're not forfeiting the game. They're just not. They don't have another reliable starter to run out there. And so they're going bullpen game. So don't freak out when you see Chavez warming up to take the rock to get the game started. Might be one of those games you need to score another 11 runs. And look, the Diamondbacks, lousy. They've lost 102 games. 102 games. I think the 680 The Fan team could go out and give them a game these days. Magic number 11, lead on the weak Phillies, three games. Loving it, by the way, and I'm enjoying the ride. Made that pledge to you yesterday right here on the show. Not going to get down or frustrated. We're just going to enjoy the ride. Because really, we shouldn't be here right now. If it wasn't for Anthopoulos with his trade deadline deals, we'd be done. We're still in it. And we'll bring Nerney a Braves cap tomorrow. And there we are. There we go. Chopping it up for you today. Which is going to lead us right into some college football talk, too.
Mmm, tasty. Time for the College Football Nugget, presented by your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware. Find your neighborhood store at acehardware.com.
Tough times for the Clemson Tigers. Really tough times. See the latest? Defensive tackle, nose tackle, Tyler Davis. Missed the Georgia game with some COVID concerns, and now he's out for 2 months. Not because of COVID. He's had surgery on a torn bicep. Painful, right? Tough to play with that up front on the defensive line. One of their better defensive linemen. Looks like he's out 6 to 8 weeks. So that Clemson defense taking a big hit with that news. Offense is taking a big hit, too. Their running back, Lynn J. Dixon, he's hit the transfer portal. In the middle of the season, man. I mean, my goodness, talk about being frustrated. And this guy's going to graduate in December, and he's walking now. You know he's ticked off. Dabo didn't play him in the first half of the Georgia game. And he's lost his position to a freshman, Will Shipley, who looks like a little bit like McCaffrey up there in Charlotte. But he's the best they got right now. Lynn J. Dixon transferring. He's got to be ticked off.
It's the dadgummest thing.
I mean, really, Dabo. Tell you what, the road to the ACC title game, not sure Clemson can get there. In fact, you look at Clemson right now, they've won six consecutive ACC championships. Six in a row. And, man, I'm thinking right now that streak's coming to an end this year. Look for maybe North Carolina to rise up, take them down in the ACC title game. Maybe Clemson doesn't even make it to the ACC championship game. I mean, are they going down to Wake Forest? That wouldn't surprise me at this point in time. Tough times. For those Clemson Tigers, the offense stinks. They got people down, people transferring. It'll be a long, long year the rest of the way, apparently, for the Tigers.
But you heard on the previous show leading into the Buck Blue Show today on the locker room, there were people getting very adamant that Clemson deserved first-place votes in the latest poll.
Well, that was Joe Hamilton, I believe. Joe Hamilton and John Michaels just going at it today on that locker room show.
I don't want you to raise your voice at me.
I'm just glad those two were sitting on opposite sides of this huge, epic studio that we have here, the main studio. They're in the same room, and Michaels and Hamilton are at least 30 yards apart. That's how big the room is. And if they were any closer, they might have been mixing it up in here today. I'm telling you.
Why are you paddling me?
Joe's still believing in Clemson. John Michaels, the Miami man, he's totally kicked him to the curb. And I tell you what, I'm getting close to doing the same thing. Clemson looks like they're in a heap of trouble. Six ACC titles in a row. Looks like that could be coming to an end. If it keeps going like it's going right now. And there's your college football nugget today. All right, let's talk a little Falcons football. Falcons now not looking good to start the year. In fact, I believe Nerney's the only one right now that is wearing Falcons gear around town, wearing that Atlanta Falcons hat to the ball cap.
Once again, by necessity, my hair is a mess.
If you had another cap, you'd be wearing it, huh? Yeah, this is looking like it's going to be a really, really long year. You know, we hang out with Mort every Wednesday. He's going to be joining me tomorrow here on the show. But after last week, man, talking about coming off that opening game loss, Mort and I were texting back and forth. And Mort says, league-wide, this is what Mort was telling me, the criticism of the Falcons from a handful of people is that they're bad, really bad, and the current roster is a real problem. The Eagles second guess themselves a little by going more three-man rushes than they should have gone. I hope I'm wrong, but I got a bad feeling about this Falcons team. Hope that changes during the course of the year. And that was prior to the loss to the Buccaneers on Sunday. Falcons are in trouble. We are three-point underdogs taking on the lousy Giants. But you know what? Kyle Pitts, our number one draft pick, wondered where he was in the first game. Arthur Smith, I was stunned when the revelation came down after the season opening game that Kyle Pitts wasn't even in the red zone game plan. And this is one of the reasons why you took him at number four in the first round, was to have a mismatch in the red zone. Game one, he wasn't even a part of the plan. Talk about just pulling your hair out. It's unbelievable. Now, it looked a little better in week number two. They got Kyle Pitts involved. Let's hear from Matt Ryan.
I thought Kyle did a nice job for us. You know, made a couple good explosive plays for us, caught contested balls. Thought his effort was awesome. Thought his route running was really good. And, you know, I really think, you know, as he moves forward during the year, he's going to continue to get better and better, the more comfortable and more experienced he gets.
Yeah, so as I was mentioning yesterday, I had a couple of positives. I had three of them, actually. And one of those was Kyle Pitts getting more involved in the offense. Looked better in week number two. Took a big step forward from week number one. It looked sort of lost out there in week number one. Now, what we've got to do now is when he catches the ball in open space, we can't have him slipping down anymore. So let's check out the cleats. Make sure he's got the right cleats on. It was that one pass, that 30-yard pass that he did catch. I mean, he fell down after he caught the ball in green grass. So let's get some of those three-quarter-inch cleats on him when we play on grass. Come on, man. Got to get Kyle Pitts going here. He's our one hope here this season. Going to see him develop more and more as the year goes on. A three-point underdog to the lousy, stinking Giants. I mean, that's where we are right now. I mean, this is bad. Three-point underdogs to a team last in the NFC East, 0-2. They've got receivers screaming it. The offensive coordinator, they got their quarterback deer in the headlights. I mean, you think negativity is running rampant around the Falcons here in Metro Atlanta, then tune in to what's going on in New York, man. My goodness, it's ugly up there. The Giants are just lousy. And we're underdogs to these guys. You know what? The Jets aren't any better. I mean, they're lousy, too. New York is 0-4 right now in professional football. 0-4. Embarrassing is what that is. So there you go. There's a little Falcons talk for you today. I can't say I've got a lot of positive for you today. I mean, until I hear they're going to switch up that offensive line, they got some new dudes that are going to put it left guard and center, it's still going to be negative. Defensively, we don't have the personnel to match up week to week. We got a couple of players over there, but, you know, besides Grady Jarrett and A.J. Terrell and Deion Jones, I'm not sure who, Aluakon maybe, but other than those four, who else can play the game? Tell you what, Fontenot, I hope he's not sleeping in the morning. He better be in there early in the morning time trying to get this thing worked out, because right now it's just nothing short of ugly.
What happens if we lose this weekend to the Giants? I mean, I know that, you know, guy like diehards, we're going to keep up with the team no matter what. Obviously, it's our job. But, I mean, the common NFL Falcons fan, I mean, you go 0-3, you lose to the Giants. I mean, is it a wrap on the season pretty much for the layman?
Let me get this straight. Common is a Falcons fan? Common. I did not know that. Well, I tell you, Nernie, to answer your question, that's going to be an empty house down there at MBS. They're going to have to give away tickets to get people in there. If this continues, I mean, imagine down the road what the home crowd is going to look like at Mercedes-Benz later in the season. It's going to be empty. You think it's ugly right now? Maybe they give away tickets, and Ernie, we can take our families down there. Affordable, be able to affordably take the family down there and see the Falcons play.
That's the other thing. How much do you think Arthur and company are regretting the whole PSL deal? That was almost like what jinxed the franchise. As soon as you pass the PSLs, I mean, we've basically been terrible ever since.
Terrible, as Barkley would say. Terrible. Let's get to the Bulldog Roundtable.
The Fan is proud to be the official sports talk station of the Dogs. And it's time for Bulldog Roundtable with Buck Ballou.
25-20, fourth sideline, 15-10-5. Get in there! Touchdown!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union. Find out how you can become one of Georgia's Own at georgiasown.org. Georgia Pack and Load. Move the smart way. Move the pack and load way. Online at gapackandload.com. And by attorney Ken Nugent. One call, that's all.
And that's going to be the ball game. Georgia will win this ball game.
Only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Bring on Jake Roos. Covering Georgia for Dogs HQ. That is a new site. Jake, we appreciate you coming on today. How's the new site going?
Hey, man, it's going well. We're we're getting built up, building the community, but we're having a lot of fun with it, and people seem to really be enjoying it so far, man. So no complaints on our part. Hope people will come check it out.
And you got this book coming out too, right? The Road to Georgia: Incredible Twists and Improbable Turns Along the Georgia Bulldogs Recruiting Trail. You must be looking forward to this getting out, too. On Georgia recruiting, this must be a big book, Jake.
Yeah. You know, we kind of go back in with some guys that I think will be familiar to everybody and just kind of go through their story, how they ended up in Athens, what made them want to come there. And, I think it's something that, casual Georgia fan, even a casual Georgia fan will love. But if you're a recruit, Nick, it's a must read for sure.
Jake, what about this recruiting class now? I know they had a big weekend with Manning showing up, but as far as this upcoming recruiting class, what do you think Oscar Delp from West Forsyth is going to do here? I know his dad went to Michigan. They're in the mix here. He looked like he had him a good time this weekend at Georgia.
Yeah, you know, it's been pretty consistent with Delp, and I think that you've got a pretty good indication about how Georgia feels about Delp, certainly, just based on the fact that, you know, they haven't been devoting a lot of time to other tight ends out there. That feels like a really strong indication of where they stand with Delp and how they feel their chances are. They're recruiting some guys in 2023. But outside of him, you just haven't seen a lot of effort put into other tight ends in this 2022 class. I think that that's a really, really strong indication of his chances of being in this class.
So 24/7 had the Dogs class sitting at number 4 right now with some big fish still out there and plenty of time to get it done. Delph, when I saw him play against South Forsyth High last season, he totally took over that game in the second half. Alex left so impressed, and he's got to feel like this is a great fit, looking to see what Brock Bowers is doing at that spot.
There's no question about it, Buck. I mean, he came into this season with that in mind. You know, said that kind of multiple times before the season began. He's, I said, what can Georgia do? He said, well, what I'm looking for out of Georgia is for them to utilize that tight end position. You know, these are not just inline blockers. You know, through 3 games, Brock Bowers, the leading receiver on the team, the guy who has led each game in terms of yardage, that's played really, really well with Delp. I know that he's taken notice of that. And kudos to Georgia for utilizing that great weapon and kind of getting the double benefit of being able to recruit with it as well.
Jake, are you concerned about the cornerback play? Some of the boys at the coffee shop a little bit concerned about those guys getting beat a little bit in the South Carolina game, Van getting deep on speed. And, you know, there's some guys really concerned about that. I'm not so much concerned about it. I think it's the nature of the position. You're going to get beat a little bit. I think Kendrick, Speed, and Ringo will continue to get better during the course of the year. How do you feel about it?
No, I'm of the same mind, Buck. I mean, look, the reality is at some point everyone's going to break. And, I get that, people may be a little bit concerned after Josh Van being able to go deep on him. Look, that's an experienced kid in the SEC who was a great prospect coming out of high school. So You know, this is not a guy who's just some bum. He's a good player, and you know, you're going to have to give up one or two eventually. You know, I know that Georgia fans may have gotten spoiled by those early defensive performances and the shutouts that the defense has been pitching. You got to realize, though, it wasn't like they had a bad night the other night either. You're going to give up a touchdown once in a while. I don't think that it's a major concern.
I continue to wait on Matt Luke to slide Salyer down to guard and plug in Broderick Jones. Why hadn't this happened yet?
You know, I think that it's a situation where they just feel a lot more comfortable with Salyer. I think that that's the goal for everybody in mind. I think that that would be beneficial for Jamari to have that tape. You know, but I think that it's been a little bit complicated, just kind of making sure that they're getting their best five out there. You had the injury to Tate Ratledge. I mean, offensive line, I think, is a week-to-week thing. So it wouldn't surprise me to see it at any point. But I think that they're taking their time and making sure that they're putting themselves – in the best position, regardless of what that means for you know, from a depth perspective.
Georgia fans should be excited that JT Daniels is getting some of these weapons back up to speed. Kyaris Jackson back in the rotation at receiver this past Saturday. Jermaine Burton hitting his stride, going deep for the second consecutive game. And then Ad Mitchell flashing some big-time skill at that X-wide receiver spot. You feeling better about these playmakers getting back in there?
Yeah, you got to be. I mean, I think that, you know, they've been playing well without those guys. And the fact that they're able to get them back in the mix, that's going to be huge, I think. Down the stretch, you want those guys in. You want them healthy, certainly. That's the big thing. And, you know, when they're able to get all the pieces in, it's going to be really interesting to see not only, you know, what they're able to do, but just how they manage that, because that's going to be a lot of mouths to feed at that point.
Jake, when you look at this team, what impresses you the most?
You know, I'd say probably one of the things that Kirby Smart's talked about a lot, and that's the composure of them. You know, they don't seem to lose their head. They have been put in some tight situations, you know, been pinned in some instances, had, you know, a couple busts. But it doesn't seem to affect them, really. It's they're able to kind of keep their head on a swivel and kind of move from there. And I think that that's got to be very encouraging if you're Kirby Smart and this coaching staff.
Jake, best of luck with the book and the new site, Dogs HQ. We appreciate you coming on today.
Hey, thank you for having me, Buck. I appreciate it.
Jake Roos, talking Bulldog football here on 680 The Fan. We'll come back, a big-time guest. We'll talk Georgia Tech for a moment, and we'll wrap it up. So we'll look forward to that. Glad you're with us today. Buck Ballew Show on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. Show on The Fan, 680. And
spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey, sandwich lovers. Today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open. Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family-owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.
93.7, appreciate you hanging out with us Monday through Friday, 10 to 11. And look, if you can't listen between 10 and 11, listen to the Buck Ballew Show podcast whenever you get ready. You can do that with a Fan app and make it really easy on yourself. Let's bring on Joe Hamilton. He'll be our Truist reporter, and he joins us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line, even though Joe Hamilton's sitting right in front of me now. Joe, you hadn't even gone home yet.
Yeah, double duty. Love what I do. Love what I'm doing. And
we got a pretty good gig here.
No, and I can't pass up the opportunity to be alongside you, Mr. Buck Ballew.
Well, you're too kind, man. And I just want you to know, if you and John Michaels were going to throw down, I had your back on this one.
Okay.
All right. I was going to help break that thing up.
You're going to break it up or are you going to throw some punches?
No, I wasn't going to throw any punches now. All right, so a moral victory for Georgia Tech in the Clemson game this past weekend. I spoke about it yesterday here on my show. I typically don't give the moral victories, but you played Georgia Tech played a top 10 team who beat them 73-3 a year ago. You played them down to the wire, and you had a chance to win at the end of the ball game.
Yeah, you had a chance to win at the end of the ball game, and I did not expect that. And we don't play the moral victory game, Buck. And I understand that, but there's some positive to come out of that. And what you don't want to have happen now is that you're going to play North Carolina in Mercedes-Benz Stadium 7:30 this Saturday night. You don't want to act like you won the game and all of a sudden say you have arrived and you don't show up against the North Carolina Tar Heels. Outside of that is I want to talk about what Coach Patineau did. Coach Patineau didn't waver. He did not have a package for Jeff Sims. And that's very, very important. Very, very important because we all speculated who's going to be the starting quarterback.
So Jordan Yates has earned the job at this point.
In my opinion, yes. But even watching, you know, what you like to say, the tea leaves.
Yeah, read the tea leaves.
Reading tea leaves that Jeff Sims did not have a package. Jeff Sims did not play at all against Clemson shows to me that Jordan Yates is his job to lose.
What impresses you most about this Georgia Tech team you've seen so far?
Camaraderie. It's
tight-knit team. Look, it wasn't easy to get past that stunning loss they had. Who was it, to Northern Illinois?
Yes, sir. What is camaraderie in this coaching staff? They've been taking a lot of flack with the high water pants and the weightlifting on the sideline and the cheerleading and all that. But when you look at it and you look at how they bounce back and in the locker room and on the sidelines, how they're together, that's the most important thing. That's not easy. Northern Illinois, to bounce back, Kennesaw State, I know we're going to gloss over that a little bit because it's Kennesaw State, but I think they're together. I think they've rallied around their head coach, and they know who they are.
Well, the offensive coordinator, I did like the fourth and goal call against Clemson. What was it, a speed option to the left? Turned out to be a shovel pass coming back to the backside.
Yeah, because, well, I loved it as well because what you want to look at, it seems like it was a – two-point conversion type play that you pulled out of the bag that you had in your back pocket all season
right,
long.
Right, you practiced it. You worked on it.
Yes, but you pulled out your best play, and you pulled out your best play according to film study with that defensive line of Clemson, and you think they were going to over-pursuit. You think they were going to try to play that speed option, and you're going to shovel underneath, and it didn't work. It just didn't work. So the hindsight, you know, obviously is 20/20, but I'm telling you, man.
Beat North Carolina Saturday.
How?
Show up and play good football.
And not beat yourself.
Take them down.
And not beat yourself. And that's why you said that John Michaels and I are, you know, kind of fist fighting because he believes that North Carolina is they're the national championship.
All right.
Or the national champions. I don't believe that.
Joe, thanks for hanging out, man.
No doubt about it, Buck.
Talking a little Georgia Tech football with Joe Hamilton. All right, when the Braves score, you score at Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers. And we scored last night, man. 11 we put on the scoreboard. That means you'll get $11 off a full-service oil change today only at Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers. All right, the final word. It's a huge week in golf. The Ryder Cup tees off later this week with the Americans playing host to the Euros in Wisconsin. We've won just twice in the last 22 years. And I'm tired of losing. But we should put one in the win column this time. We've got six rookies on the team, but we also have a deeper, more talented roster than the Euros. And no, don't look for Koepka and DeChambeau to play together. That's not going to happen. But I am counting on both these guys to kick some European butt. Cantlay, Morikawa, JT, Spieth, DJ, Schauffele, Finau, we're counting on you to come through. And yes, Harris English, you Bulldog, we're counting on you too. This is the first time in 28 years there is no Tiger or Phil wearing the red, white, and blue. And there's your final word.
These colors don't run.
Let's win the Ryder Cup, please. Make us happy. Please. Tired of losing. It's going to do it for the Buck Belue Show today. Nick and Chris coming up next. Enjoy the rest of your day, everybody.
Great to see you, Buck.
Thanks, Coach.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.